two young patriots. Dan and Nick are pioneers. They lived in a village occupied by the Germans. One morning, the people of the village came out of their houses and saw no Germans in the village. Nobody knew where the Germans were. Then somebody said, "The Germans probably went away in the night. They were afraid of the partisans." Dan and Nick were walking through the village. At the far end of the village, there were some empty houses. The boys saw smoke over the roofs of the houses. The smoke came from the chimneys.
"Ah, now I know where the Germans are. They're hiding in those houses, and they're waiting for our soldiers. They want to attack them. We must do something to save our soldiers.
Let's go along that road. We shall meet the Soviet soldiers on their way to the village and warn them about the fascists."
"There is another road to the village. It passes through the wood and leads to the other end of the village. We shall show our soldiers that way. The fascists will not expect them to come by that road."
Nick and Dan went out of the village along the road leading to the wood. Soon they saw a man with something white on lying in the snow. Then he began to move. The boys came nearer and saw many other men behind him. They were Soviet soldiers. They were coming out of the wood onto the road. Dan and Nick came up to them and told them about the fascists. Then the boys showed the Soviet soldiers the way through the wood that led to the other end of the village. The Germans did not expect them to come by this road. The fascists were surrounded. Many of them were badly wounded. Some were killed. Soon the village was in the hands of the Soviet soldiers. All the people in the village greeted and thanked the Soviet soldiers. The officer in command of the detachment said to the boys,
"You are brave pioneers and good patriots. You helped us to free the village from the fascists.